this galgal. Now, if the food that the animal's eating in Zingmazik is misgalgal, if it rolls, or if it moves, a moving, we had before, by Borah misgalgal. So, Borah Zerah misgalgal, what's the din of something that's moving? Heichi domi, kigoin de kaima omir b'shus hayochid, v'komizgalgal v'ozi b'shus hayochid l'shus harabim. So the Gemara explains, Reb Zeira Sofek, Reb Zeira Ziboya, because the Gemara says, when it comes to Shein V'Regel, U'bir B'steyacher. And the Gemara darshins on Daf, Chof, Aleph, Amud, Beis, U'bir B'steyacher, V'loi B'Rishus HaRabim. Machlek is with the V'loi B'Rishus HaRabim, O'i V'loi B'Rishus HaMazik. So this Gemara is following the Jerusha v'biyur b'steyacher v'loy v'rshus erabim. Torah says, ki yaver ish soda oikorim, ki yaver ish soda oikorim, v'shilach es b'iroi, u'biyur b'steyacher. So shilach is regel, u'biyur is shein. U'biyur b'steyacher. The Gemara says, obviously, v'steyacher. Elamai, v'steyacher means pirat l'rishus harabim. So we explained, how did we learn pshat in pirat l'rishus harabim? There is a kosa that I'm not chayiv if my animal eats your fruit in the rishus harabim. It's urchei. So why am I potter? There is a kosa. So what do we, how did the Rishonim explain the Gzeiros HaKosov? And the Rosh? Go ahead.
Impossible to expect him to be the shook point.
So the Rosh says that it goes beyond the requirements of Shmira. So I have my animal, B'shus HaRabim, and one can explain that in with different shades. One can say that they have the right, have a schus, to take my animal on public roads. So that schus requires me to give it some shmira. But the level of shmira that it's not going to eat something on its way. So that's this is the Rosh seemed to learn pshat, and it would be your b'steyacher. Mashein kain, if I take my animal to your field, so then I have to make sure that it doesn't eat your fruit. The Yidach one could have said that the Gemara is saying that the person who leaves his fruit b'shus harabim is practically being mafkir. It's not really being mafkir. No one can come and take it. But practically is the responsibility to make sure that his fruit doesn't get damaged shifts to the nizik, so to speak. Right? So again, it's not that much different. So that's the pasuk. U'biyur b'steyacher. Question is, what's this? Is there a svara that the Torah is being mechadish? There's a kosum. So our Gemara looks into that case. Miskalgel v'osi mirshus ayochid mirshus rabim. What's the din? Because miskalgel v'osi. What's the? How do you explain miskalgel v'osi? So Rashi says miskalgel v'osi. Umisgalgeles v'osi mishus hayochid mishus harabim mai bosar achila azlina neptura oy bosar deshoklele azlina mechayevis. How does Rashi explain the ivoyim of Zera? No.
The animal takes the haystack stuff from mishus hayochid mishus harabim. Eats in Rishon Rabbim. The question is, And Tosfos says,
Pirsha Kuntras, the Mesapkele Vosar Achilas Lina Vibosalakicha Vikosha, the Kaman Gabi Kelev Shenotel Harvara, Valach Ligodish, Pshita Londi Achle Bigdish, the Olma de Potter. Tosfos says, Tosfos Kash is that on Chof Aleph Amin Beis, the Mishnah there discusses an animal dog that takes a hot piece of cake. And the hot piece of cake is somewhat charred. So when the animal takes the hot piece of cake, it eats the piece of cake and then sets fire to somebody's dish. So the Mishnah says he's chayv in the piece of cake. Mishal Nizek Sholem, ala charorba. Ala gdish, but that he set fire, that's chasi nezek. Because that is, seems to have a din of tzeroiris. That's koichai. So Tosfos says, but there is no sofek, the animal took the harara and he ate it in a place other than the owner of the harara. The ochle bigdish to alma de potter. Gemara says that if he ate it bigdish shel chaveroi, so then he's chayev. He went into somebody's rishus, took the charor and ate it. But bigdish ba'alma, he'd be potter. So don't we see from that Mishnah that we always go basar achila, basar lekicha, ba'oid. And then Tosfos says, the loshen mizgalga le'mash mahachi. What does Tosfos mean? That le'mash mahachi?
But
Mescalgo
sounds like it's rolling already.
Right. Mescalgo, all the usages of Mescalgo that we've had until now were that the object was being rolled. When we wanted to refer to the animal taking something, so it was at the, it was Hitiza, right? Or Natal. So Rashi's Pshat and Lachar is not the simplest read of the Gemara. Alright? Good. But we have the two pshat. Rashi's pshat is that the animal picked up the food in one rishus and eats it in another rishus. We want to know ma'adin ubir v'steyacher prad rishus rabim. Are we talking about netila? Are we talking about achila? Good. What else? So question number one in Rashi is we would have to understand why he didn't go kipshuta. All right. But another question we should ask against Rashi. The very outset. What does it sound like? So, in other words, a stira with the Mishnah. Mishnah seems to say Pasha. It goes Basa Netila. That's Kasha. Next. What else is going to be difficult? It has to be, maybe not difficult, but it has to be ironed out. According to Rashi, what does this Chakira sound like? Right? Basa Iker, Basa Tvarmana. Haven't we asked that question already? I mean, do we go basa? We have a maisa hezek. A maisa hezek that lasts more than a moment. So do we go with the hascholas hezek or with the end of the hezek? Do we go with the initial masa or do we go with the destruction of the object? L'chara, it's a very similar issue, no? Let's see what Rashi, learn the Gemara according to Rashi. Gemara says, so what's taket adin? Toshma ditoni bebechia masui miktsosi bifnim umiktsosi bachutz. First, a person has a large box of produce, and this large box straddles between the rishus hayochid and the rishus terabim. Toni rebechia masui miktsosi bifnim umiktsosi bachutz. Ochla bifnim chayeves, ochla bachutz ptura. What's the simple reading of Reb Chiya's Tesef, Reb Chiya's Braisa? No good? Basar achila. So whatever the animal actually eats it. Simple reading. Ochla, whatever the animal eats bifnim chayeves. Whatever the animal eats bachutz ptura. Right? The simple, the way that we are assuming right now is that the animal could choose to eat this, whatever wants. So the simple reading of Reb Chiya is that if the animal picks up some of the stuff that's bifnim and ends up eating it bachutz, a little bit strange why Reb Chiya would formulate the question in this particular case. Why do you take the simple case? The case of the Reb Zeri's Reboya. What does he have to have a fancy case of a box that straddles? It sounds like he's discussing something else. So that's what the Gemara says. The simple Reb Chiya puts Reb Zeri's Reboya to rest. The Gemara says, loy, not necessarily. It may not be a situation of mizgalgal v'osi. Eimam, ochla, almashe bifnim, chayeves. Almashe b'chutz, ptura. Maybe Reb Chiya is saying, ochla, whatever the animal ate when it was bifnim, so that will be ubir misteyacher. That'll be chayim. With the animal, whatever the animal eat bachutz, will be potter. So how is Reb Chiya not an answer to the boy then? What's the Gemara saying? Gemara says we have a raya basar achila. What's the Gemara answering?
It's not talking about where you eat it. It's talking about where the food came from.
So lechayra you could. Rashi says it could be a little bit different than what Eli just said. It could be, look at the Rashi. Eima ochla al masha b'chutz p'tura al masha hoya munach b'tchila b'chutz p'tura v'al ma munach b'tchila b'fnim chayemes debosa deshokla yizlinen be. The Gemara says that we could read Reb Chiya saying that ochla is lav davka. Doesn't really mean ochla. Right? Why would the Hechreach to say that? Why wouldn't we say Mida Kipshutai? L'chayra, because if the point of Reb Chiya was to settle Iboyed Reb Zera, so Reb Chiya would address, we're talking about Reb Zera. Why does Reb Chiya address the situation of this large box, and this box happens to straddle the Rishus Ayachim Shazarabah? And this is Ochla. So L'chayra, the point Reb Chiya is going for is for Keret from the Yavamina. The point he's going for is to teach me what's the din of Shokla. If Reb Chiya was wanted to teach me a din of Ochla, say, give me a simple case. The fact that Reb Chiya gives me a din where the food is in two separate places right now, and the halach is that we will follow the din of where the food is, L'chayra, that means where the food is right now. That despite the fact that it's one box, and despite the fact that we might want to claim you go where the right of the box is, where the little bit of the box is, we have other svaras. You might want to say, well, hey, Yoy said you're going to watch the animal on this part of the box, so maybe you can watch the animal on this part of the box. So the Chiya is saying, adin, davka tailor-made for a box that straddles. So what's the din going to be? So L'chari is saying that we could easily read it as saying that Ochla, if he ate from the, in fact, if Reb Chiya's brisa was not presented in the same page of Zera, I think that's what we would have read initially. Initially, we would have read it, the animal's eating over here, Mishus HaYachid, so then it's Chayim. It's eating of Yerushalayim, it's Potter. Even though I can have a Svaram, no, yeah. If you're watching your animal over here, so you're not going to watch the animal doesn't eat 1 centimeter away. I mean, it's you're to watch the animal doesn't eat private property on one side of the border. So you're not mechuyev to ready make sure it's not going to eat on the other side. Now, all of a sudden, 3 inches patters me from my chiyuv shmira. So Reb Chiya is saying, no, let's talk of the din. It'll be your best day acher. Goes basar achila. So Tais, the Gemara is saying, you can't, Reb Chiya's din, Reb Chiya's brai says, need not address Reb Zeira. Could be. It could be to address Reb Zeira. But Reb Zeira couldn't be a raya from there. Reb Zeira is a boy, it couldn't be from there. Reb Zeira is a boy, a busser, a schol busser, maybe a different issue. Bechi, maybe addressing this, you go bosar miktsosai. Does part of the box determine where the whole box is? Good? And then the Gemara says, Yisema, we could give another chiddush, another interpretation of Reb Chiya. And that is b'fsila da'asbosa. That what's Reb Chiya talking about? One could suggest that everything we said in Mechiyah Zayis is Pasha until now. The Chiddush is, I have these huge fig leaves that straddle 6 feet fig leaves. So this 6 foot fig leaf, 3 feet are Bishus HaYochid, 3 feet are Bishus HaRabba. Okay? Now, the animal is sitting versus a yochin, starts munching. As the animal munches, the leaf moves into versus a yochin, or vice versa. So the Gemara says, Sir Bchi is teaching me a din. Exactly what's the din he's teaching me? How does Rashi limshat? V'ivay seima lo'olam ha'gedektoni ochlosi b'fnim chayeves al kuloi. Achlosay b'achutz petura al kula, v'loy tivshoy de gilgal milsu. Dechi amr b'chi b'psilut asvasa masi shachas she'alav aruchim roishay echad b'fnim roishay echad b'achutz the kevan dehay reisha ki gorulei ozel idach basre keman de monach kula b'chad duch de dami hilchachazin and basre behema. What would the chiddush of Reb Chiya be according to the second Akimta? How's Rashi going? What would the chiddush be? No. Well, see, look at Rashi carefully. Look at the lesson of Rashi. The cave on the ireisho ki gavrele ozel idach basrei. Command the monarch kula v'chad duch the dami. What's the lekuna Rashi saying?
If you're it's growing versus yachid, but it's extending versus the rabbin, so the extension is going to make you puffer.
But that's what you're saying is correct. But what's the svara Rashi giving?
That because it's something which is really one unit. It's kind of like yados. Like if you pick up one hand of it, one part of it, so it's considered you pick up the whole thing. If there's some part of it extending
to
Rishus Rabim, the whole thing is
really Rishus Rabim. So the determining factor whether something's Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, would be where the Achila is taking place. Right? If the Achila, this object, takes place Rishus HaYochid, that is the place if the place that you eat it is the place where it is sitting. It's Hanoch and Achila is the same place. You know where it's sitting. But if the achila of something naturally takes place in a different rishus, natural, there's an access point. So I can have fruit. You can imagine a long branch was just cut down with dates all the way down. It can easily happen. So the access point of the animal is rishus ha'rabim, let's say. The food is rishus ha'yochid. So is that munach? That could be Reb Chiya's chiddush. So since we could learn Reb Chiya in one of three ways, so Reb Zeira's Iboya still stands. Right? L'chara, the Gemara ends up with several Iboyas. Reb Zeira's Iboya, and what about the various Akimtas that we are attributing to Reb Chiya? So the Gemara, so ultimately, according to Rashi, what is Reb Zeira's Iboya? Comes back to our original. So we haven't really advanced in understanding the Iboya according to Rashi. Right? We don't know Bosar So lashon of Rashi, basar achila, or basar netila. Do you go? There's one maisa achila. So usually a maisa achila is netila, and achila is the mamish, the same thing. Over here, we have a situation where the achila and netila are different. What would be the savara to say you go basar netila, and what would the savara be basar achila? What would you say? Mordechai?
As far as Basar Achila, I think we kind of had it from earlier with the Parah. So we can kind of just use that same logic that we applied over there. In the sense of, like, wherever you go, that's essentially where the Maisa happened.
But what are you calling the Maisa?
The actual eating. So I'm saying Basar Achila.
Right, because I'm saying, so why does it make more sense? How would you defend going Basar Achila? No? What would you do? Glenn?
The svar to hold basar netila is the whole point is to be shomer the animal, then you should have been shomer him when you originally took it and there was just a yachid.
Okay.
And if you want to go basar achila, then that's the real technical mechayel.
Is that so? Let's just focus down. Is the technical mechayel basar achila, or is the technical mechayel when the animal took it from Avershus? And usually it's all the same thing. And it comes into my Rishus and he eats it. So the Achila, the Netila, Ainuach. The Hefsid happens within nanoseconds from each other, right? Now the Gemara develops a situation where the Hefsid, presumably, happens a little bit later. No? Yaakov?
It doesn't have to be so much later. Like, the case could be where the animal just picks it up and then takes one step out.
Okay, good.
The technical one has to be the achila, because it would be hard to explain that just because the animal took something into a rishus arabic from a rishus nizik, all of a sudden now the owner of the shorts can be chazir. Because in terms of his chiyuv shmira, it shouldn't be any less just because.
Okay, so Yaakov's getting to what bothers me in Rashi's understanding of the sugya. Let's take it back to the basics, all right? So again, so what have we pointed out so far? We understand Rashi's pshat. We have several questions in Rashi. How he squares it with Kelev, Sheochal, Shenotel, Gdish, V'olach, right? The Lashon of Mizgalgel, Lachara indicates that he Davka did not want to say Tesha's pshat, Tzorchiyin. Lachara Rashi's pshat is the harder pshat to understand, right? And then next is, and the most important of all of this is, according to Rashi, what is the suffix of Rav Zeira? So what Yaakov is saying is, even before you get, and Lechari, the suffix of Zeira is saying the long lines of Yehuda said, whether we go Boser, the removal from my Rishus, or the actual, what is the Machayev of the Hezek? So we'll come back to that. Even before we come back to that, Yaakov is a much more basic question. Right. If our understanding of the din of ubir v'steyacher prat l'shus arava, if our understanding is correct, as we come to Dav Chof and Aleph, we didn't just begin yesterday, right? We learned the Masechta, so we have a mahalach already. What's our mahalach? Torah says ubir v'steyacher. Rush explained that Chazal understood this Gzeiras HaKosov to mean that there is a Chiyuv Shmira, right? Below Yishmenu Ba'olam. Could be the Chiyuv Shmira is Mamish, the East of the Nevoiver. Could be. Could be the Chiyuv Shmira is the Machayev altogether. It seems to be fairly compelling. So I have a Chiyuv Shmira. So the Torah says, Reuven puts his fruit Rishus Rabim, no chiyuv shmirah. I don't have to worry about my animal eating his fruit. But for whatever reason, too much to bother, he himself, whatever it is, I have to worry about my animal. I have to watch over my animal. My animal goes in to the chotzer, a nizik, I better watch. Somebody puts his fruit in the chotzer, a mazik. I said, Peiris besodi, my boy. Nothing to do with Aruch. All right. But my animal is wandering around in your Rishus, I have to give a Shmira. So Yaakov saying, L'chayra, the Shmira relates to where the Peiris are. Why should it be Mehechet Teisim? What Svara could you possibly say that my animal goes into your Rishus, moves the fruit out into the Rishus, Alamdim an animal, right? Some of the animal learned Poskenachom, Shabibah Sayacha, right? So he figured out that if he moves the fruit to Rishus HaRavim, Mehechet Teisim, what, how can we explain that? Why is he even a kasha? In other words, what I'm pointing out is we must have misunderstood something. Because if our understanding is spot on, we got it right, where's the Rebbe's boy according to Rashi? What's the Rebbe talking about? So because my animal moved the Rishus, because I happened to put my fruit 2 feet away from the border, and the animal gave it a zetz, and now he's eating it in rabbin. So all of a sudden, I'm the owner of the behemoth, so my obligations to have changed. So Yehuda's going to go technically say, yeah, but the Maisa Hezek took place. The Maisa Hezek took place for the rabbin, but the Ubiya B'Steyacher, Lechor was violated a few minutes ago. Lechor.
Was it beer?
So, okay, there technically I understand, but if you're right, haven't we misunderstood? If our understanding of the Rosh is correct, so Lechor, we haven't understood it correct. We shouldn't be able to justify this far. No, Effie, you're going to say?
Isn't the behemoth starting off?
Well, I mean, don't you, why should that matter?
Because the owner
of
the animal is
healthier
from
the spirit,
it's
just a rabbit. But now, when he enters into my private
rishos, it's going into the rishos, or it's eating and pulling from. It's going to rishos on the inside, it's walking in.
Does it matter? I mean, that's a separate din of machazeres. That's the Gemara and Chaf Aleph and Beis. I assume that this is because the Gemara does not say it's a din of Mechazeres and it's dependent on Mechazeres, I assume that it actually went in. Otherwise, if it was doing everything from the Rishus, that taka, that's the Mechazeres that the Gemara discusses, so then a taka would be potter. I mean, it shows a but the way that we paskin, the Chor should be chayim.
It's not a
beer,
right? It's
Gazela. Hold on a second. It's a good point. Hold on a second.
Why
does it matter if
it went into your stomach or went into
the rishus?
Because beer means
consume. Yeah. So, Effie, the Rambam, Perek Gimel Alachadal Vehei. So, listen carefully, unless you have a fancy, they have the Ozvahoda, you have the Rambam at the back of the Gemara. But the Behema Shehoyesa Aymedes Birshus HaNizik. V'tolsha peiros mirishus harabim v'ochloson rishus hanizik harei adomer sofi. That's mechazeres. Lefichach eina mishalemes elama shenenes. Kelev shenichnas lechotzer. V'notal. Right, so then, that's in the Rambam says, Haitzion rishus harabim, v'ochlam sham, so it took from a nichnas lechotzer, v'notal pas oim boser v'tzion lirishus harabim. Then it's mishali mashenenis. Ochlam b'sode shel bal lechotzer mishalim nezek sholim. Right? So, L'chaira, the Rava Magid learns that the Rambam is learning our sugya. So, according to Rambam, so Effie's point is very well taken. Right? But if you look at the way the Rashi says it, came in the kaima amir b'shus ha-nizik, u'behema b'shus ha-rabim, u'milgalgeles v'osi mir'shus ha-yochid l'r'shus ha-rabim. According to Tosfos, so we don't have this problem. U'v'denami u'behema b'shus ha-nizik, v'omir b'shus ha-rabim, v'gilgalosai, Mirishus Harabim, Livishus Hayachim. Ibos Arachilas Lidon, Chayeves, Ibos the Shoklo. Now let's see if we can impose Effie's Pshat on Rashi. Right? Behema Vishus Harabim, Umil Galgelas Vaosi. So how's the Behema doing this? The Behema is Vishus Harabim. Go ahead. It's what?
Like it's carrying it along. It's like a longer path, not just like reaching over and grabbing it.
Okay, so what does that do for...
So wouldn't that be Mashma that's just a complete... It's a different case, like it is going into the Rishus?
I think it's not rolling it from the outside.
No, well, in other words, the behemoth is causing it to do that.
Yeah.
And but it can't be a case of Chatzin Ezek Shoris. So somehow the behemoth is pulling it out. Behema b'rishus ha-rabim. U'megalgeles v'osi m'rishus ha-yochid l'rishus ha-rabim. So somehow it has, it's the mashal, the behema has this long branch with, let's say, dates at the other end, and the animal pulls it out from Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. And then Rashi would say, Huadin Nami, Ibehema B'Rishus HaNizik, V'Omer B'Rishus HaRabim, V'Gilgalosai M'Rishus HaRabim, L'Rishus HaYochid. So now let's just look at the Rashi at the bottom of the V'Ibo Yis'Ema. Ki kome boyalon, ki goin se oiren, du kule garen, koi bifnim, oi bachutz, vichi ochla hai, le ozol hai basre, I loi megalgalo le. All right? So l'chayre, what's the mitzias of Rashi's case over here? That the animal is v'shus ha-rabim. There's a long, non-edible branch. At the very end of the non-edible branch is something that's edible. As opposed to the last Oikimte Reb Chiya, it's one long, edible fig leaf. Over here, it's one long, edible branch with dates at the very end. So, Rashi Ziboya, the fruit is Rishus Anizik. And if the animal would go in and eat it there, it would be chayiv. Right? Now the animal somehow starts yanking this branch till the fruit comes from Rishus HaRabim. Alright? So now, question. Chayiv or potter? Alright, so Effie, how does that help you out now? So, other way around. The branch is Rishus HaYochim. The fruit is sitting Rishus HaRabim. Right? The animal is in the Rishus HaYochid and is yanking it into the Rishus HaYochid. So, do we have an Iboya now, Effie? L'chore, the fruit was Rishus HaRabim. And then Mechuyim to watch over the Rishus HaRabim. So now, because my animal...
Your Rishus here is not on the fruit, it's on the animal.
When correct.
In Rishus HaNizak, you have to watch. Even if the fruit was in Rishus HaRabim, if the animal is doing something in Rishus HaNizak, that's where your Chiyuv Shmir is.
So even though, so what's clear is you're saying that has nothing to do with the fact that I put my fruit b'shus hayochid, b'shus I left it there. All right. So Evi's saying, since and meidach, you're saying that if I left my fruit in my b'shus, but somehow I gave access to the animal b'shus harabim. So, once again, the fact that I gave access to this fruit via b'shus harabim, the degree of shmira that we can expect of the Baal HaMazik is entirely based on the Rishus of where the Mazik, of where the animal's in. Alright? So now Hodra Kushla Duchta. So what is this, what is the suffix? I have my animal Rishus HaRabim. It's yanking your fruit from Rishus HaYachid. So why should I be chayiv? I don't have to watch my animal Rishus HaYachid to that extent.
I think Hanuf is the kasha. Are we questioning? Are we doing it with the chiyuv shmira on the Baal HaMazik is? Are we doing it on the Nizak has his fruits in his backyard, so he has the right to put his fruits in his backyard, but not versus the rabbi.
Is there room for a suffix? Yes, that's what I don't know. Is there room for a suffix if I leave my fruit in my Rishus HaYochid? Right? So go ahead. So you say, I have a right to leave it there.
So on the other hand, the Baal HaShor has a right to bring his shor to the Shuk without being shomer for shame.
So let me ask you that. Is that really a question of Basar Netila or Basar Achilas Linan? And is there any reason to assume you should go Basar Achila? Question is, I left my fruit and my Rishus with the access to Rishus HaRabim. So now, is there a Chi of Shmira on me, the Bala Behema, to worry about the fruit that is accessed through the Rishus HaRabim? Is it really Basar Achila, Basar Achila? Is Basar Achila Bachlal an issue over here? Basar Achila is... No? No? Good, Yuna?
How would Rashi discuss with the case that we had earlier with the branches in the Rishus HaRabim and it extended into the Rishus HaYachid and the cow hit the branch and in the Rishus HaRabim and broke something in the Rishus HaYachid.
So that's Itiza. So that's Chatzi Nezek Tzeraris.
But right. Would it be so different than this case with it's pulling it from the Rishus HaRabim from
right.
It's in the Rishus HaRabim and he pulls from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim.
So Lachari, that's what I'm wondering. No, there it goes. Halacha is that wherever the Maisa Hezek begins, that's what determines where the that determines the Chiyuv, right? Lachari, you're asking the same question.
Like clearly, that's why I'm wondering what Rashi would hope, because clearly it sounds very obvious that it's Basar Netila in Rashi's terms in that case.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Where's the
that's what bothers me. Mordechai, go ahead.
The only way we can define Netila and Achila in this case would be my right to place it there, Netila, like my place to have it there, or Basar Achila, my right to have my short eat it there. So this would be a case of Basar Achila versus Basar Netila, because Basar Netila, do we go after the fact that he had the right to keep it in the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore the fact that you ate it in the Rishus HaRabim is irrelevant because I put it in the right place, or do we go after the fact that says, okay, you had the right to place it there, but my animal still ate it in the Rishus HaRabim, so I didn't have to worry about that, so I should not have to be chayav at all.
Basar Mechila, Basar Mechila. But so it doesn't become very hard to explain why there should be anything other than Basar Netila. Because if we're looking at relative rights of who had the right to put his fruit there, so then why should the Achila matter altogether? Only the Netila should matter, right?
The point is we don't want to make the Basar Achayim. But he can make the place of
Basar Achila.
No, I don't have to watch my...
But that already means that we're not looking at relative Zechuyas over here. Right? That means...
It would just be a redefinition of what
Basar Achila was. No. You're on the right track. But I'm saying, but I would find it very hard to explain why we just would not look at where the fruit is and say, Yechayv, not Chayv, I'd like to watch it. Sure, then. The fact that it moved it, and then much that matter. What do you say, Beryl?
It's like that you beer mistake here doesn't just mean you have a keep shmira when your animal is chatzar aniza. Part also means you have to make sure your animal doesn't enter into chatzar aniza. Part even when your animal is in rishus harabim, you still have like a type of keep shmira to make sure that your animal doesn't already walk into rishus aniza and start eating there. So in our case, when the animal is in rishus harabim and it's dragging this leaf thing, is that called entering into Rosh Hashanah Nizak or not? In the Chorah, maybe you still do have a Chiyuv Shmirah to make sure that since you have a Chiyuv Shmirah to make sure that your animal doesn't walk into Rosh Hashanah Nizak, maybe this would be considered walking into Rosh Hashanah Nizak, dragging on this leaf, bringing the fruit inside.
So you're saying, along the lines of Mordechai, you're just saying that the question is, does my Chiyuv Shmirah, is it governed by Ba'asher Usham, where the animal is, and that limits it, or is my Chiyuv Shmira determined by the impact of any masa which could happen where my animal is? Is that what you're going to say?
So according to the Rashi's svara that he gives, doesn't he present that svara as a time in a kara?
Okay.
So meaning really it's describing a gzeiras hakasuv, which is meaning his svara is describing gzeiras hakasuv. So does the star that he gives have to be all-inclusive and include every single... Does it have to be able to explain every single case?
So that is a possibility, that if we've... less brera. What Zev is saying is that at the end of the day, it's Xeris HaKosov. We don't really have a good hezber for Ubir V'steyacher. And as Yuda began, it's a technical question. What is Ubir V'steyacher? And... that might be what the Pshat and Rashi could be. That is a possibility that we don't really have a good hezber for. Go ahead, Yaakov.
Could it be that Rashi's definition of what the Chiyuv Shmira is something which is a lot more, it's a minimal Chiyuv Shmira? You don't have to protect your animal, you don't have to make sure your animal doesn't touch anything. Like, an animal is allowed to touch things and move things, and you wouldn't be chayav. The Chiyuv Shmira really only kicks in once your animal starts doing actual nezek. So when your animal takes something from Rishus Hayachad, Rishus Harabim, there's no Chiyuv Shmira involved because it's not doing any nezek. And only once it gets to Rishus Harabim, that's when the nezek begins, and that's when you have the Chiyuv Shmira. But at that point, it's not the nezek Rishus anymore.
Good. We'd go down that road. So it means the following. It means that the question that, according to Rashi, the boy Rav Zeram is how we look at the Masa Hezek. Do we look at the Masa Hezek as the when the behema actually destroys my object? And that's what Eli was saying before about Gezel. There is no, the Rav used to point out, there is no Gezel Lagave Momin Chizik. There's no concept of an animal stealing anything. If an animal steals, if an animal kicks something out of Yerushus, so we don't look at it as an act of theft with Heshiv Zilash or Gezel. We say, right now, is this the same object that he took? The same object? Give it back. Not the same object? Hezek. So it's, there's no din of, let's say, of a kefil. There's no.
It's what would it be to give it back? If you didn't steal it.
It's not. It could be Hashemah Seveda. Right? There's no chiyuv. There's no din of. We wouldn't look at it as a din of gezel. And if there would not be a mitzvah of a shavas gzela.
Isn't it kasha if removing its hezek at all?
Was that?
That's a question of if removing an item from someone's property is hezek. And those in the camp like gzela and hezek are the same thing. They would answer if zera's kasha, in that light. If you're moving something from someone else's property, that itself is hezek. Or do you actually need a meisen hezek of actually damaging the property?
Yeah, the pasha is that it's achila.
Removing it itself could be a hezek, because you lost the value of the item. Or you lost, what?
How
left your property.
It's the same item.
Left your property.
Is that because you lost anything in your asset? You took
a fruit from your property and removed it. You took a haystack and removed it.
It's
yours. Let me ask you this. What of would it fall into? Which of the others?
To be its chains, it takes it for an up.
I don't think so. Then it wouldn't be. I don't think that would be called Hanoah.
Does it have to be enough?
Yeah. Don't have to be shame.
Change just the brisker rub thing. It doesn't have to be enough necessarily.
It has to be.
The brisker rub?
But limited. No, the Mishnah says, I'm moving to Zekin. The brisker rub's chiddush only was that once we have a mazik, it has to fit into one of the arba ovis. But to have a mazik that doesn't fit into any of the arba ovis. In other words, without the brisker rub, you can have a mazik that straddles several ovis. But if it doesn't fit in, if it's not governed by any of the ovis.
So you can say it took it for shame, it took it to eat it.
So that'd be our question. That's the goof of our question. Is the netil at the beginning of the maisa hezek, or is the maisa hezek only once he actually destroys it, right? So I give an example: the chiyuv of l'shalim minu aliyah that only starts once he damages it. But what Yaakov was pointing out now was that this could determine when the chiyuv shmira is machayiv compensation. In other words, if we are to understand that have a chiyuv shmira, the way that we usually formulate, have a chiyuv shmira, have to watch my animal. B'shus harabim, a certain level of chiyuv, watch out for certain things. Other animals, not people's parents, certainly not ksus. B'shus hayachid, have to worry about a person's peiros. Also not ksus, it's an urche. So then l'chayra, it's hard to explain why we should be looking at the ma'is achil altogether. On the other hand, if my chiyuv shmira is to make sure that certain things don't happen, so then the chiyuv shmira, I only fail my chiyuv shmira when that ma'is hezek happens. So the Gemara is saying now, according to Rashi, how do we evaluate the Maisa Hezek? At what point do we say that my Shmira failed? Do we say my Shmira failed Vishas Natila? And then, if it's Vishas Natila and my Shmira failed Virshus HaNizik, Samchayev. On the other hand, if my shmira only failed b'shas achila, and that ma'is achila takes place where I'm not mechuyev to give it that kind of shmira, so that should be potter. L'chayra, that explains why Rashi would not accept the easiest way to explain ubir v'steyacher is potter because I have a zchus to my fruit there. If it was my zchus of the nizik zchus, then it's very hard to explain why the nizik zchus should I leave my fruit b'shus rab and I went out because the animal shoved in b'shus yachir, or vice versa. But if we're looking at what are the, how far, as we said, when we learned the Rosh, what are the obligations of Shmira that Kadosh Baruch Hu placed on me? So then it would make sense, then Rashi is a good kasha now. At what point I'm held responsible, and the Machayiv of Hezek is when my Shmira failed. But at what point did the Shmira fail? So that's what this, according to Rashi, that's what this Gemara is analyzing. Right? So that's, what have we figured out? We figured out that we're learning Pshat and Rashi along the lines of the Rambam, that the animal is either Bishus HaYochid or Bishus HaRabim. Now, what does that mean? That one scenario, the animal is Bishus HaRabim, but was able to pull out fruit from the Bishus HaYochid. So the Netila is a fruit Bishus HaYochid, but the Achil is Bishus HaRabim. And Rashi wants to know, was I in violation of Ubir B'Steyachar? Next, or was the fruit B'Shus HaRabim and the Netila was B'Shus HaYochid? And then, question is, once again, the Netila was a Netila's Peretz B'Shus HaRabim. The actual Hezek was B'Shus HaYochid. Right? So if Ellie's question, I have to think more deeply to analyze it, to understand it exactly. But I'm just saying it's a good question. But I think we're saying it's correct. I have to explain a little bit deeper. Why what you're saying is not correct? I have to understand it better. So that's Rashi's Iboya. So the question of when I'm in violation of Mubir B'Steyachar is not a technical question. It won't simply be Xeris HaKos. Mubir B'Steyachar is defines or works together with Machiv Shmira. So at what point do we say that this was an acceptable thing for me to watch my animal do and not intercede? And at what point do I say, no, this is now I have to, if I don't intercede now, I have not kept my chiyuv and therefore I'm chayiv. So this, once we understand this, so then Tesis Kasha, not so difficult now. Tesis Kasha, what happened to the animal that ran in and took a harora from Reuven's property and then eats it? Tesis says that the i'achli b'gdish ba'alma the potter kelev shenot al harora. Vaholachli godish pshita lon the ochle be godish the olma the potter. So that there the animal is clearly moving from rishus to rishus. It's not an animal being misgalgal, being in one rishus, and yanking it into the rishus that it's in. There the animal was holachli godish, right? So clearly, if it eats the cake in the place of the godish, then he's chayiv, right? Because that is clearly ubir b'steyachar. Now the ochle b'gdish the alma, again, we're not worried about gezel, but they're clearly the events are so distinct that my Chiyuv Shmira, the vice hezek took place, and at that point, my Chiyuv Shmira kicked in. So there's no question. Our sugya is different because the masa netila and the masa achila are taking place with a stationary animal in one particular rishus. And at first blush, my obligations of shmira should be defined of where my animal is right now. So what Reb Zeira is pointing out is, but the lapse in shmira, when did the lapse of shmira take place? The lapse of shmira would follow where the in this case, so it's one masa. So the lapse of shmira takes place when we yank the fruit out, or when he eats the fruit. But l'chori, that's different than an animal that ran in, got a piece of cake, ran out. So now it's a my chiyuv shmira certainly did not kick in until the animal was in another place. Tosfos doesn't accept that there should be this distinction. That's the nekudas of machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos, besides the language issue, is that Tosfos doesn't accept the distinction that Tosfos simply says basan etila. Where is the cake right now? When the animal took it? Or when the animal does the maisa hezek. So that's why Tosfos says that our sugya could not be Rashi's pshat. Right? How does Tosfos pshat in the sugya? Was Tosfos pshat in the sugya? Was that? The thing is rolling. And if the animal would not have, the animal's eating it, let's say it begins b'shus ha'yochin. Right. If the animal would not stop at b'shus ha'yochin, it would go to b'shus ha'ravim. It happens to stop at b'shus ha'yochin, or vice versa. So what's, according to Tosfos, what's the question the Gemara is raising?
It's the same question as the question of the thing falling off the roof. The vase falling off the roof. It's on its way into b'shus ha'yochin, or it's on its way to being destroyed.
Right.
So if you, yeah, right, if you, it's supposed to make karabas or sofas there.
Right.
So I don't get toasted. It sings like kasha.
But so how is this different than boster mitchila boster soy? What's the difference?
Uh-huh.
Is that Yaakov?
The difference is that there you know that if no one comes in and smashes the cleat, that it's going to break anyways. But here, if the behemoth's not there, we're going to just a rabbit. We'll have doubtful and happen to it.
So the question is where, that's one possibility. Could be a difference between a inevitable masa hezek, mitzvah shemen. There, there's an inevitable masa hezek. There, once it was dropping, vosar, then it's already on its way to get destroyed. Over here, the question: this is not being destroyed.
It's inevitable p'tur, though.
Oh, right. All right.
It's inevitable, but still, if you're the owner, you can run into your servant and save it.
But it could have come back, yeah.
I'm saying
that
you can run, the owner
could
just run and save it, but the
p'tur
is certainly just as inevitable as the
vase falls. Right, but the fact that it'll end up in a different rishus, does that mean that right now it's ki'ilus in that rishus? Right? That's the...
Why is it different than the clear that's called
far
from the roof?
Well, on one hand it's different because the whole svar of the p'tur of the sheni doesn't apply over here. There, this far, the prayer of the Shani is either valueless or he broke a broken keli. Over here,
he basically ate something which already in Rishirab. Falling into Rishirab. He basically ate something which is already
potted.
But Lechaira, my Chiv Shmira has nothing to do with what's going to happen in 5 minutes from now. Why should that determine my Chiv Shmira? The fact that it's going to end up for Shus. Alright?
You don't have to focus on the
Shmira. To justify why you would say that it's Ki'ilu or Redim Shusar Rabim.
I mean, just focus on Mamad Mazik.
What was that?
focus on Maman Mazik, you're not chayav.
And then we correct. Zev?
Well, I was going to say also, in the case of somebody carving a Maman Mazik, someone's this actual person throwing it off. There's somebody who's throwing it off in the beginning, it's our cleaner, as you got. Whereas in this case, it seems like it's really low.
Yeah, but if it fell, you're still, second guy would still be puttered.
Right, but if we're within the rush, then someone else is the one who threw it.
I mean, see, there you're defining a Maisa Hezek. So there are two points where you can say my Maisa Hezek. You could define the Maisa Hezek based on initiating or the actual destruction. Over here, we're not defining yet a Maisa Hezek. We want to know where is the Maisa Hezek taking place. We want to know where is the fruit considered to be. So what you're saying is correct. That the fact that it's rolling on its own, really, in Tosis's approach, it does not relate at all to the first, to the bosom mikra. Because here it's defining what's the mokum of this, what's considered to be the place over here. What would limit the chiyuv shmir of the baal ashor? So it stands to reason to say that irrespective of where the fruit is going to be in a few minutes from now, right now to Bir B'Seyachar, my chiyuv shmir is complete. The other svar is, hayoyis, that it's rolling out, and this animal interceded on its rolling out. So, maybe my chiyuv shmir is already lifted. Once the fruit had its trajectory to leave this to leave the rishus, so my chiyuv shmira clapping this particular fruit. Tosis is raising the question whether my chiyuv shmira focuses only on the animal or focuses on the animal vis-a-vis a certain object. All right? So let's just summarize what we've said until now. So we pointed out the machlekes Rashi Tosfos has not a learned pshat in the sugya. Then I think we defined well the precise tziur of Rashi. All right. Then I think we explained well why what the yaboya is, accepting the idea that, and what Zev is saying is correct. It could be. Between Zev and Yehuda, it could be that it's just a machleik is an exeris hakosef. End of story. But more likely, since Rashi phrases as bosar meikra, or bosar netila, or bosar, what's the lashon? Bosar deshakla, bosar dachila. And the question is that the animal is in a rishus where in terms of its own position is chayav potter. So what the Gemara is zeroing in on is when am I considered to have failed in my chiyuv shmira, and that imposes upon me a chiyuv mamon. Am I considered to have failed in my shmira b'shas netila, even though no hezek has taken place yet? Or am I considered, I'm not mechuyev to worry about netilas peiris b'makom l'makom. I'm only have to give shmira the animal doesn't destroy things. So my chiyuv shmira only fails, has failed b'shas achila. So what's the point for which I'm being held responsible? And then, maybe we'll have to come back and explain a little bit better how Rashi and Tosfos disagree on why Tosfos is bothered by a kelev she'acha she'natal, and Rashi's not bothered by it. So l'chayra, the difference is because Rashi's understanding of our sugya is a stationary animal. And it's all one Masa Hezek. And Rashi views the traveling animal as two distinct events. one which did not result in Tashlumin, and one which resulted in Tashlumin. Tosfos understands the way he understood Rashi. Tosfos says that the case in the Mishnah should have determined Rashi's understanding of the sugya. So that's one nekuda. We'll come back to this to sharpen. Okay.